On Saturday, June 24th, we have a beautiful universal date, the number 19, which is the Prince of Heaven number. And 24 reduces to 6. So there is a real sense today of love and compassion coupled with great initiative. The number 19 reduces to 10 and 1. 10 is the instant manifestation number, and 1 the new beginnings number. So there's a real sense of moving forward with your goals, following your own insights, forging an individualized path, and it's filled with love and compassion. And there's also a sense of gentleness. So gentleness really shines a light. The Prince of Heaven is the symbol of the sun. So you really sense that inner lightness, the delight, and the ability to create. So this is a lovely day for a date night as well, since 24 reduced to 6, the number of love. So enjoy that. And also benefit from generating financial flow, generating abundance. The moon trines Jupiter, which also helps with abundance. There's a real sense of generosity and gratitude and happiness and allowing gifts and advantages to show up for you. You just feel recognized at soul level. So this is a great day for sharing your feelings, for negotiating. You just feel very magnetic, and that boosts your career advancement as well. On the Sunday, the 25th, we have a 20 universal date, and 25 is a number of research, of introspection, of alone time and spirituality, of listening. Reduces to 7, 25, 2 plus 5 is 7. And then we have a 20 universal date, which reduces to 2. And when 2 and 7 come together, yes, we need more rest. So again, we have this beautiful setup where this code falls on a Sunday, which is a lovely day to sleep in or take a nap or just relax more, because that's what you want to do. Because the more we relax, the more we're able to actually listen and hear our inner voice and receive those insights. So it's a wonderful day of spiritual discoveries and creating harmony and purification. Now, Mercury squares Neptune. Neptune is in Pisces, its own sign. And that means you want to be especially patient in your conversations. You want to address every thought with complete conscious awareness, not escape into an ideal place, which Neptune can do. So you don't want to be nebulous, evasive, or naive, and guard against getting distracted or pulled into rabbit holes. So try not to go too deeply into matters of concern. This aspect can bring some confusion and a sense of illusion, and that can make it challenging to get an important point across. So it's better to really listen to the numerology code and relax today. You know, seek out activities and people that uplift you, that inspire you. Keep it simple today. Breathe deeply. Take time to get clarity. And you can get really powerful spiritual insights today. Your intuition definitely is enhanced. Also, if you do recreational, you know, anything, alcohol, anything like that, you want to stay away from those mind-altering substances today, because you're going to be more sensitive. Instead, really focus on nurturing your psychic abilities and your extraordinary imagination. On Monday, the 26th, we have a 21 universal date, and 26 reduces to 8. So this means you're stepping up, you're taking the reins, you're stepping into a place of socialization and joy, fun, being fun and confident, manifesting what truly touches your heart, taking the lead. This is a wonderful code of abundance. And it's a good day to be with others, to share happy moments together and create lasting memories. Mars squares Uranus today. So this is a really big transit. When Mars and Uranus come together, you really want to watch being rash in any way, being impatient. So my recommendation is that if you have anything planned like that requires patience or preciseness, because this transit can lead to sudden changes or even anger in others, it's good not to schedule surgeries, important diplomatic missions like ironing out conflicts. It's good to stay away from anything that really requires a peaceful environment. Mars symbolizes action, and Uranus is sudden, makes the action sudden and surprising. So this can really liberate you for sure, because it fires you up to act, especially on unusual ideas, which Uranus represents. And for that reason, being creative is a must to release the tension. On the other hand, you have such an urge to break away that you may break away just for the sake of being revolutionary, not necessarily because it's the best thing to do. So the liberating impact of Uranus, which is really switching on Mars, which is a great libido planet, will unleash your sexuality. It will unleash energy. It really will ask you to move your body. And what you can do with this energy is confront any repression towards sexual expression, societal conditioning, that has stifled any expression in you. And it doesn't have to be sexual, it can literally be creative expression. So you definitely have an urge to break away from restriction, from authority. You just have to guard against communicating with anger or impatience. So what really helps to dissipate this energy and bring it, keep you in a calm space is, like I said, physical activity, but it's also, taking a mental risk, taking an adventure, right? So you want to focus on breakthroughs, especially creative breakthroughs, because your inner genius is activated and wants to be heard. So listen to those ingenious ideas. And this transit can also activate personal relationships. It's very stimulating. It's great for taking your life to a new level of instinctual awareness. Many quick decisions may need to be made today. It is a Monday, so it's, the start of a work week, most likely for you. So you may have surprising developments that show up, and you want to embrace those surprises because you're embracing the unusual with this aspect. It's an incredible time to manifest powerful changes in general in your life. On the 27th of June, we have a 22 universal date, the Architect of Peace number. 27, I align with the Gandhi energy. It's very much about leading with wisdom and compassion. And it basically brings you to a place of unconditional love. And that love translates into peace, inner peace, the Architect of Peace number, right? Security as well, because 22 reduces to 4, which brings the security. So you want to let go, you want to forgive, you want to feel free of guilt. You want to lead by example. You want to implement your goals step by step, because today you can create wise and practical solutions. You want to plan and you will prosper. The moon is sextile Mars, so you have wonderful emotional focus, wonderful direction, a sense of moving towards something like a goal. You're more conscious of your goals. Your instinct feels super strong. And so, this is a day of fire, of passion, of enthusiasm. So, you want to act on those emotions, and you may feel a little impulsive. So, guard against overreacting. It's really a time to focus on enterprise, on independence. And then on the 28th of June, you have a 23 Royal Star of the Lion number date coupled with a 28. Number 28 reduced to 10 and 1, instant manifestation, new beginnings. And 28 focuses on trust. So you want to trust yourself in the ability to be skilled at taking risks and adventures, skilled at trusting your inner confidence. There's a lot of new beginnings energy today. Your mind is very active with new ideas. You have the courage to manifest those ideas. And you may experience a pivot point, and this pivot point encourages freedom. So taking a risk allows you to feel that sense of liberation. You want to honor your uniqueness while extending the same freedom to everyone. So be true to yourself. That's the greatest confidence boost you can give yourself. And know that what you're being really helped by the Sun trine Saturn. So the Sun is your inner light, and Saturn is your ability to make things manifest through work, through discipline. Saturn is the timekeeper. Saturn represents your destiny. So when the Sun trines Saturn, this happens twice a year, you're experiencing the results of prior dedication and work. You can take this day to focus on achievement and the implementation of your goals. Definitely take on new responsibilities. Remember, it's the 28th that reduces to 10 and 1, so there's a fresh new energy. It's a fantastic time for clearing out closets, so another chance to do, in this case, a summer or winter clearing. Listen to or watch motivational, uplifting, wise words, or share your wisdom, your own wisdom, with younger people. Pay close attention to details and know that whatever you focus on is going to leave a long-term impact. On the 29th of June, we have a 24 universal date, and 29 reduces to 11. So today, the 11 portal opens on love, on family, on close friendships, on nurturing yourself. And it also means your relationships need your attention. Your family and loved ones are on the forefront. So nurture yourself and focus on healing yourself and being a healthy, healing presence for others. You may be asked to serve or support in some capacity. So stay present. Abundance is highly activated today, and you listen to divine inspirations. So this truly is a number of love, family, abundance, home business, nurturing, security. And that, what I mean by that is the security of being loved, of loving others, of being of service to others. The moon is opposite Uranus, so this may bring intense emotional excitability. It definitely helps you with liberation, but you need to guard against impulsive actions or instant reactions without breathing. So seek activities that stimulate you in a new way. You have very strong instincts. You want to feel the presence of inner serenity and only then act. And this will help you not rush into things. Know that everything moves quickly, so the air is cleared rapidly and forgiveness is easy. Rely on your intuition to gauge the emotional shifts with clarity. Uranus is in Taurus, so the moon opposite Uranus in Taurus will shake up your core values. You may end up having new values as a result of today. So be open and flexible to receive whatever comes your way. As you transform, your abundance expands. And then we have the 30th of June, the final day of the month. This date adds up to 16 and 7. 16 reduces to 7. And that means that you have the divine protection of the 0 with the 30th of June. And 30 reduces to 3, which is the number of joy, creativity, being social. And the 16-7 is about being alone, spending time on your own, not necessarily being social. So listen closely to your inner voice and play with your imagination. Relax into what brings you happiness. The moon is trine to Neptune, so your psychic abilities are really strong. You're going to feel a more delicate, light, sweet, and spiritual energy today. Your dreams may intensify. You receive wonderful insights, and mystical experiences may shift your perspective. So this ending with moon and Neptune is so beautiful because all month long we've had these spiritual connections that are inspiring us to tune into beauty, to tune into love. There's been a lot of love in June, and June happens to be the sixth month of the year, and six is the number of love, human love. Nine is the number of unconditional love. So we've had a real sense in the astrology and the numerology of that love and beauty and spirituality being activated. So it's a beautiful way to end the month before we move into a very active July, where the number 14 is impacted in a big way. July is a 14 universal month. But not only that, we have a major shift in July that is coming up, which I will tell you about next month. And it's going to really change things in a big way and impact the eclipses coming up as well. So more on that next month. Very exciting. So this month, take the time to go within and listen to the cycles of your life through the number 13 and be present in nature and have an absolutely beautiful June. And I will see you again in our July Premium Wealth Forecast for 2023. Lots of love.